Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Student leaders Diana Montero, Kira Cooney, and Ann Bimers contacted Principal Joe Lear several weeks ago to discuss today's walkout. Students stepped out of class for 17 minutes to honor each life killed in the Parkland shootings and to send a message. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman stated before that the district could not endorse the walkout.
But we do support our students' right to express their freedom of speech as identified in the First Amendment.
Hellman noted,
every kid in our school right now was born after Columbine. So their entire school career has been spent practicing lockdown drills, understanding that having an active shooter in your school is a possibility.
Northfield schools have taken steps to thwart an attack, but Hellman urges people to pay attention to the legislature. This is a large conversation that includes multiple disciplines, including mental health. While the students have support from officials, it is still an unexcused absence for walking out of class. It was down to the wire in Aaron Township. Re-elected clerk Sharon Kaiserschott reports the unofficial votes stand at 103 for Jim Chihak and 102 for Daryl Turek. They'll canvass the votes tonight but feel confident of the count. Retiring Northfield Township Clerk Marjorie Randolph was recognized last night for her 40 years of service to the community. The township set their levy at $220,000. With 87 votes, incumbent supervisor Ron Summers was reelected, and Diane Lyman was elected clerk with 81 votes. In Bridgewater Township, Glenn Castor was elected supervisor with 66 votes to Rebecca Grundhofer's 3. Greenville Township reports 265 total voters. Anthony Rowan was elected supervisor with 150 votes to Victor Volkert's 111. Linus Langer was re-elected clerk with 156 votes to Ken Mollica's 108. 50 citizens attended the annual meeting held after the elections. As for Wheatland Township, incumbent supervisor Diane Johnson was re-elected with 137 votes to Jim Horsch's 63. Jim Dubin remains clerk with 173 votes. The rest of the townships had just one candidate running. As expected, the Northfield Council unanimously approved rejecting the bids on the fire facility last night. From here, NAFRS will move to a general contractor and rebid the project as a whole. The building is owned by the City of Northfield and has the final say. However, as reported yesterday, the townships will keep a close look at the final numbers as they watch their budgets. Martig talked further about the fire facility and the process of renovation so far. His full interview is on KYMNRadio.net. Council heard from Library and IT Director Teresa Jensen on the progress of the city ID card with the design and fees suggested, and also heard a pavement study. We'll have more on that tomorrow. And Dundas Council had two public hearings this week on their road projects with no objections from citizens. Stafford Road will undergo a reconditioning. It was originally built by the state while they worked on Highway 3. Administrator John McCarthy said they'll coordinate with the county on that work as it will be affected by the reconstruction of County Road 1. McCarthy reiterated that all the businesses will remain accessible throughout any road work, although you can expect backups with flag-controlled situations. Cannon Road will also be a mill and overlay, however.
We will actually end up closing that road most likely totally during the process because at that time the dome will not be operating and the county shop will be able to access the shop from County Road 1.
The closure is from County Road 1 to the northern city limits. Cost of the project is about $326,000. Construction is scheduled to last a couple of weeks and begin in late June. News from around the state is next.